unser Radio Manuscript Cut, Art 1945. The headline. In local news, Zambia launches resilience report. Bishop calls for political coexistence. In international news, Catholic school abductees regain freedom. In sports news, Zambian football faces performance concerns. With the news in details, my name is Clive Skong. In local news, Vice President Mtale Nalubangu has officially launched Zambia's Structural Vulnerability and Resilience Assessment Report, marking a significant milestone in the country's effort to address its structural vulnerabilities. The launch of the country's Structural Vulnerabilities Assessment and Resilience Report, CSVRA report, provides a critical assessment of Zambia's vulnerabilities, identifying weaknesses and areas for improvement. Nalubangu has emphasized that the CSVRA is anchored in strong social, economic, governance, security, climate, gender and post-conflict transitional justice principles developed through consultations with stakeholders. The Vice President has also highlighted the importance of the CSVRA in providing a framework for Zambia to address its structural vulnerabilities and build resilience. Meanwhile, Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, National Director Norman Chipakupaku has urged stakeholders and government officials to utilize the findings of the assessment to guide them in budgeting and implementation of resilience in building initiatives across the country. In addition, Secretary General for the Common Market for Eastern and Southern Africa, COMESA, Chileshe Kapwepwe, says the CSVRA transforms Zambia's opportunity for government officials, civil societies, and private sectors to target mitigation strategies that anticipate and prevent potential causes of conflict. The Ministry of Tourism has condemned and showed concern over the video circulating on social media in which children are seen harassing and chasing a hippopotamus in the water. In a statement issued by the Ministry of Tourism Public Relations Officer, Nelly Banda says that the country has so far recorded 6 human deaths resulting from hippo attacks. Banda says the Wildlife Act strictly prohibits the molestation, disturbance, harassment, or chasing of wild animals. As such, can result in prosecution. The ministry has warned the public regarding crocodiles as water levels rise across rivers and floodplains. She has encouraged parents, guardians, community leaders, and community resources boards to intensify community awareness on wildlife safety and to proactively prevent unsafe interactions between children and wild animals. She says the ministry will continue working closely with enforcement agencies to ensure that such acts are not tolerated and that communities remain informed and protected. Police in Eastern Province have apprehended an agriculture assistant and the chairperson of Kalovia Agriculture Camp in Chama District for allegedly diverting 295 bags of fertilizer, 50 kg, meant for farmers under the Farmer Input Support System program, FISIP. According to Eastern Province Police Commanding Officer Robertson Mwemba, the incident occurred between October and November this year, but was officially reported on December 7th. Mwemba explained that police recovered the fertilizer from the suspect's shop, farmhouse and other houses within Kalovia area in Chief Temwe's jurisdiction. He confirmed that the seized bags will be used as exhibits in the case. the RS underscores the government's commitment to curbing agricultural input diversion and ensuring resources reach the intended beneficiaries. Still in local news, the Republican president has called on traditional leaders in the country to play a critical role in addressing climate change by leveraging their local authorities to lead community-based adaptation and mitigation measures. In a statement issued by the Principal Public Relations Officer from the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development, Liseli Kanyanga says the government is committed to working with traditional leaders in implementing more smart agricultural systems aimed at helping to curb the challenges arising from climate change. President Hakainde Hichilema further says that the government remains committed to timely provision of farming inputs countrywide, citing farmers, particularly those under the Farmers Input Support Program, FISIP, having already received their inputs. He also reaffirmed the government's commitment in continuing to implement people-centered development programs, citing the use of Constituency Development Fund, CDF, as one of the mechanisms in empowering communities to decide their own development projects at local levels. Meanwhile, His Royal Highness Chief Simamba has commended the government for its unwavering support in pursuing a people-centered agenda, empowering communities to decide their own development trajectory at the lowest levels. Chief Simamba says the increased CDF allocations in the last 4 years has brought about unprecedented development, citing the provision of clean and safe drinking water in many communities around his chiefdom. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has announced that the Chaoma parliamentary by-election will be held on Thursday, 15th January 2026. The Commission stated that the vacancy in Chaoma constituency of Lusaka district arose following the pronouncement of the Speaker of the National Assembly that the seat had fallen vacant in accordance with the laws of Zambia. ECZ Corporate Affairs Manager Patricia Luhanga says aspiring candidates are expected to file their nominations on Tuesday, 16th December 2025. She emphasized that all candidates must present certified grade 12 certificates or equivalent qualifications in line with minimum academic requirements. Luhanga adds that the official campaign period will begin on Wednesday, 17th December 2025, and will run until 18 hours on Wednesday, 14th January 2026, the eve of the election. Finally, in local news, Bishop of the Anglican Diocese of Eastern Zambia, Dennis Milanzi, has called for coexistence among political leaders as the country gears up for next year's general elections. Bishop Milanzi emphasized that unity remains a cornerstone of national development and the preservation of peace. Speaking during the ordination of Alan Mbewe to the priesthood, the bishop also underscored the importance of dialogue whenever differences arise. Meanwhile, Chipata City Mayor George Mwanza urged the church to continue praying against social vices such as suicide and teenage pregnancies, saying moral guidance remains essential in safeguarding communities. We now take a short break. Still to come is international and sports news. Don't go away.